14. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Carols number 293, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Is from Micah chapter 5, beginning with verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. The carol is number 323, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. This is a carol, comfort ye my people, number 290. Fifth lesson is taken from Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The sixth lesson is Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. You may remain seated if you'd like as we sing Away in the Manger, which is in. The seventh lesson is from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The carol is 310, While Shepherds Watch, is from Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Carol is number 320, As with Gladness, Men of Old. You may be seated. The ninth lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the carol 299, Joy. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said unto them, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Shall we pray? Our Father, how we rejoice in the gift of your Son. We pray, Father, as we meditate on these words of Christ and the truth that he is light and truth, that our hearts might be warmed and our faith increased, and that we might trust the only Savior of sinners with our life, with our love. Bless your word to our hearts, we pray in his name. Amen. There are rumors floating about that Christmas is based upon the pagan celebration of the winter solstice. So there are some Christians who feel a little guilt about celebrating Christmas. In their hearts, they kind of have the sense that this might be celebrating a pagan deity. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. In case you didn't know that, children, he was not. Probably he was born in the springtime. So what is it about December 25th? Well, winter solstice has nothing to do with the celebration of Christmas. Winter solstice is December 21st, 4 days ago, not the 25th. But more importantly, the date of the celebration of Christ's birth has roots in Judaism. And here is the story of it, which you may not have heard. Years ago, a Seleucid ruler arose, and his name was Antiochus Epiphanes. Daniel spoke of him. He became king of Syria in 175 BC. 10 years after he became king, he decided he was going to conquer Egypt, and he led a military campaign down to Egypt, but he was forced to withdraw, and he returned to Syria, and of course, to do so, he had to go through Israel. And he took out his wrath and anger on the Jews, and it's estimated that he killed about 80,000 Jews. He robbed and desecrated the temple. He even sacrificed a pig on the altar. And then he erected an image of Zeus in the sanctuary. And then he set about suppressing the Jewish faith. He forbade the worship of the true God, the reading of scriptures, and those caught doing so would be put to death. Well, the Jews did not cooperate. They were led in a revolt by the Maccabees that you may have heard of. And after 3 years, they succeeded in driving the Syrians out of Israel. And the Jews immediately cleansed the temple. They erected a new altar, and 3 years to the day after the desecration of the temple by Antiochus, they celebrated the cleansing of the temple with a feast. And every year since then, it has continued to be celebrated. That feast became known as the Feast of Lights, because the light was restored to the temple. And the menorah became the symbol of that joyous occasion. Today it is called Hanukkah. It's the feast of dedication. Hanukkah means dedication. And it's celebrated on the 25th of Kislev, not December. Well, the 25th of Kislev is according to the Jewish calendar. And the catch here is the Jewish calendar is based on the moon. And that's why Hanukkah, and you hear about it, moves around. It's never on the same day by our calendar. It's always close, however, to the 25th of December. Early Christians took this celebration of light returning to the temple and made it into a celebration of the birth of Christ, the light of the world, the true light. So when the solar calendar was embraced instead of the 25th of Kislev, Christians celebrated the coming of the light on December 25th. The expectation of the coming of the Messiah, who was to be the true light, the light of righteousness in a world filled with darkness and evil, was the long expectation of the people of God down through the centuries. David longed for it. Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Coming of the light was what the Old Testament prophets promised. Example, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. "The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God, your glory." So John introduces Jesus Christ, the Word, in John 1:4, as we read earlier, as the eternal Word, the light, who in him was life and is life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So Jesus said later in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." In the world's moral darkness, which we are surrounded with, the darkness of sin and rebellion against God, of life without the Savior, Christ, the light of the world came, the righteous Son of God who takes away the sin of the world. Christ is the true light, the only true light that banishes the darkness of sin. So turn on your Christmas lights without guilt. The Lord of glory has come to earth. The light of the world has come. Rejoice. Rejoice in the coming of the light. Celebrate the Christmas story, because it is an amazing, marvelous thing that God should so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The ancient story of the birth of a Savior and the coming of the true light brings joy and gladness to all people of God. A baby is born, who is Christ the Lord. And with the angels, we should rejoice in the birth of a Savior, a Redeemer, who is truth and light. Please join me in singing the carols in the handout, beginning with the birthday of a King.